Biggie Bong Quisling Long.
It's not the same thing every week.
No, it's just what I'm inspired by to test my
I
levels.
I thought last week work? It was Biggie Bing Bong.
Biggie Bong Bong Bing Bong.
All right, I'm going to do my clap. No, you're not going to clap.
Oh, you're going to clap.
I'm going to clap.
I'm going to snap.
No, you're not. It's just in case
you already did it.
It's so that we line up.
You did it already.
Nope. You can't clap or snap while I'm.
No, I did it after.
Nope. Just wait.
Even God is saying you're lying. You saw the lights? They just flashed.
Just wait.
Okay. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Sure. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena.
Hello. How are you people? Nice to see you again. And by see, I mean, I don't know who you are or where you are.
I'm
Enjoy
Sheena.
Enjoy thoroughly.
This is Trid.
Huh? Who's that?
You.
Why don't you introduce yourself and
I'm
say, oh, and meet my co-host
us.
And I'll
meet
introduce
my co-host,
myself.
Trid.
No, you do your
I'm
introduction.
Sheena.
That's your whole introduction, your name?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
By now they know who we are.
It's like a
really short and sweet
F graded introduction.
You're grading my introduction?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're supposed to follow the notes, which was, hey, a lot of these podcast listeners have no idea who you are online.
Uh-huh.
If I'm reading your team's email, it said, they don't know who the hell you are. Uh-huh. Make sure you say something that makes them want to not shut off your shitty podcast.
You did not call it a shitty podcast.
No, they didn't, but I read through the
okay,
lines a little.
I'm Sheena. You may know us from...
Just you.
Okay, you may know me from my wonderful singing.
I'm sure that's where the majority of your audience comes from.
Or our crazy videos online on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or Facebook or all the things.
So that's... I'll give you a...
Don't
C
grade
minus.
Me.
You
okay.
can practice. You'll do better.
Okay, fine. You go. I'm going to grade
my
you
turn?
Too. Yeah, your turn.
Oh, yes. Hello. Nice to meet you. Thank you for listening
if
to
you call
my
yourself
podcast.
Trident.
This is the number one podcast you're listening to right now. We're very glad to have you back. My name is Tridonomi Maklo.
Yeah, I'm going to fail you just for making it difficult
you
for the listeners.
You can fail my parents for naming me that.
Let me pull out
that's
my little violin for you.
Unkind of you.
No, I'm not trying to be unkind.
For making fun of the Maklo tribe.
I'm trying to tell you to be truthful.
I'm just telling you what it is.
I'm just telling you. Do you hear
okay.
yourself?
Thank you for listening to our podcast with me and Sheena.
Thanks for being here. I want to start our episodes with a game of high, low, unexpected. It's something that we play with our kids. It's something that we do most nights. We talk about the high from the day. We talk about the low from the day. And we talk about something that was unexpected that happened.
From when?
From this week. Since the last episode.
When would the last episode have been aired?
Last week. 1 week from this episode's airing date.
You want me to pretend
yes.
there's any specific time here? Because...
No.
We don't know what the hell we're doing.
It doesn't matter. Just go with it.
Is it 2024?
It's 2024.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. My high was the New Year's party. That was amazing. Watching the ball drop on TV live.
Listen,
you
it's probably
we went?
February.
Oh, shucks. My high was the...
Wait,
nice
can we just
storm
tell the people?
We had in
Hold
January.
On. Can we just tell everybody why they're so confused and why I'm laughing? Because it's still 2023 and we're working
we're
on...
speaking from the future.
No, we're working on just figuring this stuff
we're just
out.
Just two
so
people
that we
sitting
don't...
in our basement right now.
Right, so that we don't come out the gate and like completely fall on our butts.
This is a time-neutral episode.
Sure.
It can live on.
Yes.
So don't talk about 23, 24, even 25.
For the record, I'm not the one who spoke about 23 or 24. That was your question.
Can we just talk
please.
About any ball drops? Should we just do that? Was that your high? And my low? How does the geography work
oh my God.
Here?
I'm going to go first. Do you remember that night we were having dinner at the counter, all four of us? You were in a mood. The kids both fell off the chair.
This is a
laughing.
Common occurrence.
I know,
know
but
why.
That
it,
one
it doesn't
was like
get a, this crazy, but
this one was a little crazy.
This is a pretty common occurrence.
I think they
in this
spat
household.
Out like water on the floor.
Remember last time I made him vomit and he said I had to go clean it up because it was my fault?
Yes. He laughed so much he threw up.
That was gross. He threw up on the floor. Didn't even go to the bathroom. He just threw up right there. And then he said, you clean it up.
You kept pushing him.
I didn't touch him. But you kept... My humor. Yes. So he threw up. That's gross. That was unexpected.
But that's not part of this game. Okay. So that was my high. Just laughing so much. And I want you guys to know, like, we laugh a lot here on the show. We laugh a lot in our content. But we also laugh a lot in our lives. And it's just, it's one of those, like, simple pleasures that we truly enjoy. And so that night we were laughing probably for about 45 minutes consistently.
Why don't we put a camera in our kitchen? That's where all the laughing happens.
No, then because we can capture some of it. Some of it is good to just keep for ourselves.
And then I want it just for myself.
I have a video of the kids laughing for you. Oh,
but that was not a... I want a 30-minute episode of them laughing.
I do not.
I want to... I'm going to rig the house.
I think I actually captured when Zara fell off the chair.
I want to rig my house with cameras.
I do
If
not.
You think we should have cameras in our kitchen for those dinner times where we have the most conversations...
Nope.
Please leave a comment below. Where you leave that comment, I don't know. Because this is just us in a basement. I don't even know that you have commentary functionality.
At the bottom of the podcast.
Where is this? Podcast, you can't comment?
Yeah, we're going to put it on YouTube too. Oh. So watch it on YouTube.
Comment on YouTube. If you want me to rig my kitchen with cameras so you can watch us at dinner time.
Absolutely.
But that was a fun dinner.
I do not want to rig our kitchen with cameras.
You can leave a comment. You're entitled to a comment. You could log on and leave a comment. You could even pin your comment saying, I don't think it's a good idea. I'll pin my saying yes. Okay. And then we'll be even. Okay. And then the people can speak.
All right. I told you my high. Did you have an unexpected?
Unexpected, yes. Okay. We have a good friend in town whose name I will not share because I don't know whose names you're allowed to share and not share on podcasts. That's I'm still fair. Learning.
That's nice of you.
But he invited us to go see a show. Mm-hmm. We went to the show.
No, don't tell this story.
It's a good story. I won't tell anyone's names except for you. Oh, there God. Was a good show. We went. It was great.
It was a fabulous
It was a
show.
Comedian who was performing in a theater. So it was like a Broadway comedy type show.
Yes.
A one-man show, which I'd never seen before, but it was very cool. After the show, because our friend is friends with the
comedian
artist, who was a performer who was doing the show, he invited us backstage. And the comedian had some of his friends there.
Yeah.
So when we walked up, we saw these two people standing on the side. The comedian's family was there, so he was occupied with them. We were standing on the side with this other couple. And I recognized...
They were lovely.
They were really nice. I recognized the gentleman. I had never met his wife, but I knew him. And I knew, like us, they spoke French.
And I heard the French accent, and I heard them speak French, so I was really excited.
So when I introduced myself, I said, bonjour, and they said, ah, bonjour, vous parlez français.
And I'm like, oh, vous êtes de Canada, I was so excited.
She was so excited, and she was wondering how I knew they spoke French. And I introduced myself, I said, hi, I'm Trude Bardelou, and they said...
You did not say that.
I mean, I said something like that. And the gentleman said, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Patrice. And for anyone in Boston,
oh boy,
you could think about how many Patrices you know. And I guess you know one. So Sheena says, oh, nice to meet you guys. What do you guys do? And Patrice says, oh, I just retired. I used to play hockey.
He's so young.
And Sheena says, oh, my husband plays hockey. Do you still play sometimes? Because you guys could probably play together. And I'm like, yeah, we could. I suppose technically we could play together.
I told him my son played hockey too. He was a goalie.
Yeah. She's very excited to tell this new Patrice guy that if he ever felt the urge to play, he could call me because I'm well connected in the hockey community in Boston. In case he needed help.
You know, I didn't tell you this part. They have four kids. They have three sons. And I told her son. I showed her son about the Learn to Skate program.
Oh, you told her the Bruins have a good Learn to Skate program. That's right. That was my unexpected. My wife telling the almost 20-year... Hall of Fame caliber captain of the Boston Bruins, who has won the Stanley Cup, that if his wife needed any guidance on where the kids could learn to skate, the Bruins have a great program. And if Patrice was ever bored one Friday evening and needed to figure out where to skate, he could ask me, and I'm sure I could use a sub for one of my okay. beer leagues.
You know, I would say that was not my finest hour, but they were such good sports about it.
Yeah.
And we laughed about it. Yeah. And you know what? I don't have to know every single human on the no. planet, especially not when they wear those big cages on their faces.
Well, Patrice.
Oh my God.
If you're listening.
I'm sorry.
Not everyone in Boston.
But I liked his wife a lot. Stephanie, I want to be friends
Stephanie,
with her.
Stephanie, if you're listening. Anyways.
Let's move on.
That was not the fight.
No, that was the not low the fight. Come that on, inspired we don't fight about show. Stuff like that.
No, that was great.
Wait, you haven't told everybody what the low was.
The low was the fight.
Okay, we had a big fight this last week. And that
I don't remember why.
Even I don't remember. Oh, I do remember why.
You must remember. Yes, you started it. So you normally remember
I
what
did
you
no
create.
Such
it's your
thing.
Own creation.
I did no such
what
thing.
What did we fight about?
I did not fight. I did not start the fight, for the record.
Okay.
But
I
the
agree.
Low for this week was that we fought, and that inspired this week's episode.
Yes.
Because people ask us all the time, do you guys ever fight?
Yes.
We fight.
We fight.
Normal couple.
Yes.
We've been together a long time.
Just
it's
like all normal couples, we also fight about stupid
Yeah. 100. You don't say
I thought we do.
No, we don't. We're not allowed to say anything. We don't say bad
this
words.
Is, you said it's not for kids, this podcast.
Nope. We've changed the rules.
This is for kids?
This we are allowing all people, all ages, all demographics.
Okay. So now we're just going to go back to poop.
Yep. All everything goes. Everybody's allowed.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
You can handle yourself.
I can handle myself.
Getting worked up, are we?
Can you
what
handle
do you
want to
call
yourself?
Me now, huh? Can you handle the truth?
Can you?
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. So this week's episode is about fights.
Okay.
That we have them.
Yes.
We're going to tell you how we overcame or how we overcome our fights. We're going to talk about things like triggers. We're going to talk about things like how we make up.
We're going to talk about all the things.
We're going to talk about all the things.
But I have a question for you first. What is the biggest fight you remember?
I actually remember we had a fight this past summer. I don't remember what it was about, but I remember we didn't talk for like 5 days.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Over the summer.
I was reading. Was it in July?
Yeah.
I was reading in my journal. I had such a happy time in July for 1 week. Was it the second week of July?
Because you didn't talk to
me. I wrote
to
this whole thing about how peace had found me inside.
You're the
And
worst.
I was meditating and I felt like I finally understood the joy of a
You're
flower when the sun hits
the
it with its rays and it bloomed.
This is going to be the next biggest fight.
I don't remember this fight at all.
You didn't talk to me for like 5 days.
But I really don't remember this
That's
fight.
That's really good.
You
I
remember?
Don't remember what the fight was about, but I do remember that we did not talk for a long time.
Okay, so
tell
like
everybody,
everyone.
Yes, we fight.
We fight.
Yes. Do you want
normal.
To tell everybody what the fight was about?
Do I remember? Wait, give me a minute. I should remember. It was last week.
It was like 5 days ago.
Oh my God. Do you remember? Or are you just saying, oh, you say, because you also don't remember.
No, I kind of remember.
You do?
Yeah.
I remember you got angry about
it
something.
It was because I was on my phone when you were trying to do something.
Oh, I remember.
Which ironically is, it's so backwards because I'm usually the one that gets mad at you for being on your
yep.
phone.
Oh, yes.
And then what did you tell me? You looked at me and you said, I can see how
busy you are
right
yes.
now.
Said, I can see how busy you are right now. I'll go back to the office.
Yes.
And then I didn't do whatever it is we were trying to do.
No.
Somebody was like trying to fix
Zara's
iPad or something.
Yeah. But I just didn't like your tone.
Yeah, she didn't like
your
my tone.
Your tone was like really, in my opinion.
Today's episode is sponsored by my grumbling stomach. I remember now. So what she decided to do, passive aggressive much?
No,
she,
it wasn't.
She decided, I went upstairs back to my office. She finished doing whatever she was doing on her phone, which was super important at that moment in time.
I finished like 7 loads of laundry is
yeah,
what I
on
finished
her phone.
Doing.
She's playing Farmville, Laundryville.
I was checking the stats on our latest post,
there you
by
go.
The way.
So whatever she was doing, she yes. finished. I came downstairs and I asked if the kids had had dinner.
Nope, that's not true, first of all. That was like at 6 o'clock. I then proceeded to feed Zara. finished my loads of laundry, dropped Zara off to gymnastics. Then I came home and I fed Jay.
Yeah,
and
so you were still upstairs. After
you
Jay,
came down at like almost 9 o'clock.
Okay, so at that point, I came down and I said, have the kids eaten? And she said, she nodded yes.
Yes.
And then I asked, are you eating tonight? And she said, no.
No, that's true. I did not want to eat.
I went.
I lost my appetite.
So this is the first time ever that's been the move that's been deployed. Never before have we gotten to the point where we've said, you know what? Screw you and your appetite. You think I'm too busy to make you dinner.
That's
go make your own food.
That's not what I was thinking.
She's like, I'm angry. I don't feel like eating. You must not feel like eating either. So let's just skip dinner tonight. Not even a spoon and a little can of beans. Even a cereal.
There was half a bowl left of the rice and beans that I made for the
Didn't
kids.
Didn't even bring it out. Just nothing. No dinner. So what did I do?
Yes.
I went to the freezer. I grabbed some of these preheated meals.
Yep.
I made these little chicken sliders.
Yeah.
I made one for her. I made three.
You're
I put
so
it in a little
sweet.
Plate and I said, do you want to have this? And she looked at it and she said, no. And she left, went to the room, shut the door. So I had three chicken sliders and I watched the show outside and I wrote poetry.
Those
it was beautiful.
Chicken sliders are amazing.
So that was the fight.
But wait, no, you're painting me out to be quite the villain here.
No, you should paint yourself to be the villain.
I'm not a villain.
Yeah.
I had just finished doing like 5 or 6 loads of laundry, maybe 7. I had been doing a full day of work. I was really tired too. I lost my appetite completely and I knew that I just needed to have some space because if I did not take my space, I was going to blow up.
How many times have you felt that way in your life?
Me? Are you asking
you,
me?
How many times have you felt like just so frustrated, so angry at me that you didn't want to talk to me?
Probably once a month.
Okay, so 100 times?
75.
75.
Yeah.
Of those 75 times,
yep.
How many times have you opted for none of us to eat dinner?
None.
Zero. So this was, you can learn today, people. There's always time to level up how you're going to show your anger.
But you are a big boy.
I didn't say I'm not.
You can heat yourself up some
and I
food.
And I 100% did.
Great.
But 74 other times, the spite was put in the food. It was not left.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
I was fine those 74 times too.
I'm learning and I'm growing.
In the future, if you think I don't deserve a meal, just text me an hour early. Just say, hey, I'm pissed off. I'm not eating tonight and you don't deserve to eat.
And you have the sense to take some space. The last thing you want to be doing is texting your partner.
This is your first time doing that move. So I'm just saying, look, for all of you out there listening.
I said what I said.
Always,
I stand by what I did.
Always evolving. It happens.
Yep.
Not that it's avoidable.
Yeah.
But there's two paths you can choose.
Yeah.
You try to figure out why, right? You try to figure out why these things happen. You try to figure out triggers. You try to figure out things to avoid them.
Yep.
And great if you can avoid the fight.
Yep.
But the other piece we should talk about that I don't think people spend enough time talking about is how do you make up from the fight?
Absolutely.
So if I'm thinking about the why, there are certain underlying factors, mm-hmm. like why it happens. So if you're just on the podcast and you don't see the video, I'm holding this octopus plush toy, which can be inverted. On one side, he's smiling and he's fuchsia pink. On the other side, he's angry
and he's blue.
And he's teal blue.
Mm-hmm. So we got this guy a year ago. The truth of the matter is that once a month, when a woman goes through her cycle, there are things that she cannot necessarily control.
It's a very powerful thing.
It is.
What else do you know on the planet that humans biologically sync up?
What?
That's the maddest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Like women
I learned
can
this
sync
like,
up. Yeah.
That's God's way of saying, get out of the way for this period of time.
Yes.
But can you explain to me how that even happens?
It's a hormonal thing.
How does it happen? How does it go jump from one body to the other body?
I don't know how it jumps from one body
to
the
other. So if one person is supposed to be on the first and the other person is supposed to be on the 15th,
somehow
who wins?
The one who came first.
The older one?
No, it's not older or younger. It's often the like more dominant personality. Oh, the
alpha female.
Yeah, the alpha female.
That's how you decide?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if I went to like a women's prison.
Yeah, is the alpha female would be the one who decided, or the few would be the ones whose bodies sort of decided.
That's amazing.
It's insane. It's really insane. For all the men listening out here, it's not something that we necessarily have control over. The gods are talking.
They've confirmed once again. The lights flicker every time I have to stop talking.
Like, I have gone and done extensive research. I've spoken to doctors. Like, there are a few days every month, and I've checked, I've put it in my calendar.
That's what Freddy's for.
Yeah. This is what his name is?
Freddy's the pink guy.
Okay, Freddy. So when I'm like frustrated, this was a good idea. This was a really, really flow.
Yes.
This was a really good idea.
His nose is always blocked. It's short for Flonase.
This little guy, when I'm not feeling great, and I've learned to like listen to my body. I've learned to tune into the feelings and the headache. Like I get a headache.
But Flo was not placed on the pillow.
Flo was not placed on the, because I don't always know when Flo's here.
Okay, so fights happen.
Yeah.
Normally for dumb reasons. Unintended reasons.
How do you avoid the fight?
Am I allowed to say the other thing?
What's the other thing?
Like when, you know, you don't fight.
Puzzles?
Puzzles avoid fights.
For some people, maybe.
Who like puzzling.
For people who like to make puzzles.
What is that thing you're always talking about?
The love about languages.
Love languages, yes.
Yeah,
Boochies. Boochies avoid fights.
People don't know what just boochies are.
If you decided...
Tell the people boochies, what boochies are.
Boochies is when... And I know a lot of people like this.
Mm-hmm.
When you get like, you know, scratching your back. You're laying in the bed and your partner just scratches your back. That crisscross applesauce thing.
Yeah, very softly.
That's boochies.
Yeah.
If you had a checklist, mm-hmm, and you put on your checklist boochies for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The fight percentage will go down drastically.
Yeah, but also when you're frustrated, you don't necessarily want to do the boochies.
So that's where you come back to the first topic, which is,
mm-hmm,
do you want to put the effort to avoid the fight, mm-hmm, or do you want to put in an effort to make up?
Absolutely.
So but you always talk about some book you read whenever I tell you about boochies, and you're like, oh, I don't want boochies. That's not how I show affection.
The love languages. So there are 5 love languages.
Yes.
They are.
Francais.
They are.
Italiano. Words Espanol.
Words of affirmation.
Deutsch.
Oh my God.
If you're into that sort of thing.
They are acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, physical touch, and...
Boochies.
They're not boochies. Quality time.
Okay. Okay?
So the premise behind this is that each person gives and receives love in different ways. There are things that are more valuable to people than other things, but they generally fall into these 5 categories.
You like gifts?
No, I don't actually.
Can I get the receipt for that purse? I would like to return it.
Yeah, I like gifts. Everybody likes those 5 things in some like percentage. You can take a quiz and you can figure out what your love language is. And there are generally, you'll find like the top 2 love languages that overpower the other 3.
So I will tell you that I didn't know this until like last year, but your first one,
yes,
is acts of service.
Yes.
And my first one is whatever, boochies. What is category?
Physical touch. Yes.
So what I do,
yeah,
when I want to show you that I care,
mm-hmm,
is I give you boochies.
Yeah.
And you say, stop touching me.
Yes.
And what you do when you're trying to show me you care is like, here, I heated up a sandwich for you. Or not, if you're trying to tell me you don't care. So... I don't really care about eating up a sandwich.
Yeah.
I want boochies.
Yes.
So if I'm sitting in the kitchen heating up a sandwich for you, I'm not like, oh, wow, she's going to love me because I heated up a sandwich for her. And when you're there not enjoying the boochies, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
So it's important to realize that
the way
you're
that you
doing
give
the wrong
love
things.
Is not necessarily the way that you receive love.
Unless you pair up with somebody who, yeah, does, in fact, speak your same language.
Absolutely. And it's something that, you know, if you don't have a significant other, spouse, whatever, yeah, you can also know for yourself. You should know for yourself. And then if you can piss yourself off,
you can go and not buy yourself dinner.
You can do this with your kids. You can do this with your parents. You can do this with your like friends. Right. This is a way to connect and communicate with the people closest to you. So you, once you've understood your partner's love languages, once you've understood what it is that makes them feel loved and supported and seen, there's other things that you can do, right? You can acknowledge what your triggers are for them.
Now you're going to make fun of my chart again.
No, I'm not. Tell them about your chart.
I think it's a great idea. Right.
Tell them about your chart.
I haven't even written one thing and you're already pooping all over my chart. Listen. This is another great idea.
Okay.
You should all implement this in your homes.
We have not implemented it in our home yet.
But do as I say, not as I do, bloody. You are a crazy person. Yes, you, listening to me right now.
Me?
No, the person that you too, because you're listening also.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. You are all as quirky as each of us are.
Yes.
And that means there are certain things, particularly as you get deeper into a relationship, that will bother you about somebody that you don't even want to admit bother you because it's so crazy that it bothers you.
And the thing to remember is that your triggers of somebody else are your problem.
Oh, it's my problem. I get it. 100%. So it doesn't matter if it's my problem. It still becomes the other person's problem because it bothers me.
Yes.
So what I propose is the rotating top three trigger chart. So you put it up in your closet, in uh-huh. your bathroom, in your kitchen, put it wherever you want, somewhere uh-huh. where both of you can see it.
Uh-huh.
And you write on your trigger chart.
Please stop doing this.
It would really help me.
Don't.
This is a me thing, not a you thing. Okay. You could put all the conditions you want to put at the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it ends with, but for the love of God, do not do these three things in my presence. And then you put three things.
Uh-huh.
And then if there's something else that's bothering you like crazy,
yeah.
you can go and erase one of those three things and write a new thing.
That's not really, like the person is still going to remember that third thing that you erased.
Maybe,
now you're
maybe
just
not.
Adding a fourth thing or a fifth
look,
thing.
Look, all I'm saying is if there are three things that you want me to try and limit,
yeah.
I can try to limit those three things. My first thing is going to be please cooperate with some of my ideas for the benefit of our relationship. Don't poop on my ideas before you try them.
I think that you're like, we're not perfect beings.
Nobody is.
I think that you go and work on yourself before you try and tell other people to work on themselves. I think you try to work on yourself. After the fight happens, there's where the work comes in.
It goes back to the beginning. When did I become a bloody certified relationship coach? Why do you keep asking me the questions?
Yeah,
let me ask. So what do you do when when the fight has happened?
I take my space. Sometimes
you don't take space. I'm the one who hides.
No, I've started taking space.
You do?
Yeah, I take space. And
you
then
get
when
loud,
I'm ready,
I get quiet.
That's not true.
The average voice remains at a neutral 50%.
That's not
when
true.
We're both talking, you're probably 55, I'm 45. Our
you
normal tone.
You don't realize how many times.
62. 31.
I'm just loud.
yeah, and I'm very quiet.
But that doesn't mean I'm angry.
No.
But when I am angry, I take my space. And then when I'm comfortable enough to have a conversation and I've gathered my thoughts, then I come to you and I feel like we need to talk about it.
Yes.
I think it's important to talk about the things that bothered you.
And I don't talk at all.
No, you
when
don't.
When I'm upset. I just shut down.
It's completely backwards from what I do.
Silence.
Yes.
Average score, 50. Perfect. Normal conversation, we're both in the middle. When she's angry, she goes to 100. When I'm angry, I go to 0. It's also good to know that.
Yeah.
How people react.
Yeah.
And
I wish you came up a little bit. And I think you wish that I came down a little bit.
Bingo. But it's fine. You're different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be so bored if your partner was just like you.
Absolutely.
The things you like are the things that you also dislike.
Yeah.
People don't acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
You need to voice everything out.
Yeah.
And I'm more like a computer. I need to shut down and reboot in the morning. And I see if it's fine. If it's not fine, I shut down and reboot the next day. But leave me alone for 24 hours while that process is taking
place.
And
I think knowing that about your partner or your spouse is important too. Like I remember in the beginning, I used to push you. And or when I was upset, you used to just distance. And I think that we've both tried to understand, like, if you see that I'm upset, you'll maybe try and come and approach me. And if I see that you're upset, I try and give you space.
So for 5 days in July, you left me alone?
I gave you so much space.
I didn't even know we were fighting. I was like, wow, this is amazing. I think I reset every night.
Yeah.
I wake up in the middle of the night. The middle of the bed is Switzerland.
Yes.
I go to Switzerland. I see if anyone's there ready for a peace treaty. There's nobody there. I go back to my side. I go back to sleep. I say, okay, try again tomorrow. Life is long. One more day like this is fine. Like most couples, nobody sleeps anywhere near each other. Can we just acknowledge that for everybody?
No, we sleep. You go to one
side. No, you say hello for a while. Then you go to your side. I go to my side. And that's how you're supposed to sleep. The really advanced yogis put two beds in their room.
I come and find you in the night.
That's Switzerland.
No, I come to your side
too. You don't bullshit because your blanket situation is one that we don't support on in my side. She sleeps with the sheet. What is that blanket sheet we have? That beige one.
What blanket?
What's that called? I have a sheet and a blanket sheet. Then on top of that, she has a separate yarn blanket. And then we have the duvet on top. But when I get in the bed, I flip the duvet in half on her.
Yeah.
So I sleep with the sheet and the blanket sheet. And she sleeps with sheet, blanket sheet, yarn blanket, uh-huh. and a double duvet. Uh-huh. The community in my part of the bed can't support that sort of weight.
Sometimes I come and I find you without all my
sheets. And she's wearing a sweater and flannel pants. Why do you do this to yourself?
I don't feel heat.
You sleep in a sauna.
I do not understand heat. My body temperature does not.
It's very odd. You should get that checked out.
No, I shouldn't. I'm fine.
Yeah, so the point is you don't come sleep in my side because you'll freeze.
I go there until I'm cold.
Well, then you go back to your community. I don't know where we were going, but yeah, making up. I check in. I don't have to talk about anything. I don't have to resolve anything.
I think that that's important to resolve. Like
for you, it's important. So we do it.
Define resolution so that you know what bothered the person.
I like to just write it on a chart.
Oh my God.
And read it the next day.
Back to the chart.
We're very different people.
How can you understand? How do you grow as a human being? How do you grow with your partner? How do you understand what it is that they value or what it is that irritated them in the first place if you don't talk about it?
That's a good question.
You have to talk about it.
Sometimes, yeah.
You have to talk about it all the time.
That's true. I agree.
Is that what?
That's my technique too. I learned that one. I just say I agree a lot.
You just agree?
Yeah.
That's not the way.
It works.
No.
You're right. Oh my God. We made up. Give me boochies. I think the amount of stress that a fight places on a relationship and on your selfish joy is drastically outweighed by the benefit you get from not fighting.
Yeah.
So the hardest thing to do is to acknowledge that something happened.
Yeah.
Saying I'm sorry is the hardest thing to say when you're fighting with someone.
Yeah.
Most fights, you don't, like you said before, you don't fight and say, I'm wrong, thinking you were wrong. You don't fight for the sake of fighting.
No.
You fight because you think there's
you
something.
You have a valid point.
And both of you have some valid point, and there's some facts that are distorted that support each of you or some misunderstanding.
Yeah. But I also think that it's really important to note intention. We didn't talk
You're
about
You're going to say that now?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that this episode, but we've talked about this in the past. Intention is like, it's one of the most important parts when you actually acknowledge what the person's intention was. Did they intend on hurting your feelings or did they not? Did they intend on irritating you or not? Did they intend on insulting you or not? And often the insult that you're feeling is not something that is, they don't even realize that.
I totally agree. I think intention is the most important thing in anything. So in terms of the fight and making up and all of these things, in my head, the only reason you don't go and try to resolve it is because you both have egos.
Mm-hmm.
And your egos are clashing when you're fighting and you're like, screw you. My time is as important as yours. My space is as important as yours. My everything is as important as yours. But these are dialogues happening in your own head and the other person doesn't recognize that you're feeling that way. So I think we do a better job now of nippeting? What is that?
I don't know.
Nippeting all in the
That's
buds.
A good word. Nippeting in the bud.
Nippeting in the buds.
And I think that we also thankfully, this platform that we've built,
it what keeps platform? This. No one listens to this podcast.
Okay,
yet.
Not this particular.
Oh, by the time podcast. It comes out, maybe yeah. 4 or 5 people.
Yeah, yeah. And also this.
Thank you, Joe.
And also the short form content that we create together. It's this constant reminder that we work together. You don't feel like creating content when you're fighting. You don't feel like creating.
Now you're giving them all the secrets. When they see reruns on the thing, they know really something went down.
That's right.
We go have a back whole and folder find of
that.
Reruns.
Go back and find that last week in July and you'll see.
Oh, it's all reruns. All week is reruns. You thought we were traveling. It's just all reruns. I was writing poetry in the meadows. You have any other tips?
Conclusion
for
time.
For avoiding?
They are
mandatory.
Nope.
Once a month, if you don't fight, your relationship will fail.
Mandatory, but they fight. Happen. They fight. Happen in every fight. Single relationship.
If your partner doesn't listen to this, fight with them.
They do not have to fight with anybody. If you're not fighting with your partner,
yeah. Like, if you feel like, oh, we never fight, just like find a way to fight sometimes. Say, you know what? I really think you should stop wearing those jeans. Just say those words.
Don't listen to
just
him.
Say, I think those jeans should be retired. Why?
It's not.
Look, don't make me say it. But we both think it, okay? Just say those words.
No.
And tell me in the comments how that went.
Which comments do you keep pointing to?
I don't know.
To?
You said YouTube comments.
Okay.
Wherever they want to say it.
All right.
But start a fight for no reason and report back.
There's
that
a girl
goes.
That's been doing that.
I know.
TikTok.
I love her. Get a lot of views. I don't even know that you're trying to get me to fight. I just answer silly questions and it works.
I'm not actually trying to get you to start a fight. We actually don't fight about those things. We fight about really dumb things.
Yeah, yeah. Pick something really dumb to fight about.
You know, often the fights that most partners or most spouses have, they're really dumb.
I think that's most. That's not because the fight is not about the thing. There's
something,
some stress
yeah.
and you take it out on the person you're with most of the time.
Yeah. It's important to fight for the person that you are committed to.
You're fighting with that person for that person?
Yes. Like you're fighting to make it better. You're fighting to make a difference. When I fight with you, sometimes it's because I need you to understand my point of view or you need me to understand something that you need me to understand. And I think it's really important that you continue to fight and not give up.
If it's worth it, then yeah, work on it. Someone to you, tell them to go in a bucket. That's all the time we have today, folks. With our catchphrase, we are out.
Oh my God.
Isn't that our outro message?
No.
Why did you come up with that? That's such a brutal way to end an episode. I thought this is for kids.
It's for kids.
Okay, go poop in a diaper.